Day.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. We're kicking off Hour 2 of the Friday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so and do enjoy those at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Adam in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Adam is gone. Okay. 800-259-9231. I know those news breaks can be tough to hang through, but we will get to you if you are patient. He probably had somewhere to be. All right, so we're talking about drugs. Legal drugs. Robitussin, as a matter of fact. Last hour, we shared a story with you about an 18-year-old young man who overdosed on Robitussin. Now, the reason why is because his friends probably told him, hey, man, you should try some of this. I know you don't want to spend $60 on a bag of marijuana, but this is like $5, and it'll get you really high. I don't know how much Robitussin costs, but it is cheap. It's a lot cheaper than most illegal drugs, and it will indeed get you high. It's a bit hallucinogenic, as I understand it, right?
It's trippy, is what I would call
it. Yeah. So, basically, this guy overdosed and died. His mom found his body the next morning, and then his mom decided that she was going to go and join the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, because lobbying for more laws is going to put a stop to people overdosing on Robitussin. You think? You think that's going to solve the problem? Let's just create some laws here, Mark. That'll be the end of the issue, right?
Well, I think the laws are the problem, largely with these drugs and their abuses and their effects and all that kind of stuff. I think that it's the laws that we can point at. But, you know, I don't have a problem with people who don't want kids to do drugs. I don't want kids to do drugs. I want you to be an adult and know what's going on before you start experimenting with drugs.
Oh, I agree with that. But I also have a problem with the parenting, the type of parenting that essentially just leaves it at, don't do drugs. I don't think you should just leave it there. I think you should have a more educated, I think parents should know more about drugs, and I think that they should have more honest conversations with their kids about drugs. Otherwise, you're going to risk having a son like this guy who believed that he was avoiding hard drugs because in his mind, the illegality of drugs like LSD and MDMA makes them hard and therefore more dangerous than a drug like DXM, dextromethorphan hydrobromide, one of the active ingredients in Robitussin. So we've sort of created this fake upper echelon status for these illegal drugs when they're all just drugs. And all drugs can be dangerous if abused. And that's why we need kids to understand and learn about all drugs without necessarily thinking, somehow getting it into their heads, that there are two very different statuses of drugs. There's not. They're just drugs. And you need to understand that they can all do very, very different things, and some of them are much more dangerous than others. In fact, some legal drugs are more dangerous than illegal drugs. You remember we said that that graph that was published by, I think it was some sort of British scientific journal, I forget who was behind it, but they had taken the social, I guess, problems that have been developed through abuse of certain illegal drugs and charted them next to some legal drugs like caffeine, alcohol, and tobacco. Mm-hmm. And according to that chart, alcohol is far more dangerous than not only marijuana, which everybody knows, but it's also more dangerous than LSD, than MDMA, than some of the hard drugs. They essentially were saying that alcohol and its effects are harder than some of the illegal drugs.
Now, that study, it's been a little while since we read that, and I don't remember the specifics. You read it as opposed to me. Did it address the amount of use? Because I would certainly say alcohol causes more damage than LSD causes on a global or community-wide scale simply by
I don't know. But maybe they did, because heroin was ranked higher than alcohol. Heroin was like number two. Barbiturates were number one. Heroin was number two as far as most damage is concerned.
No, when I say most damage, I mean most damage. I would say alcohol does more damage than any drug.
Absolutely.
At all, if you look at it from its social effects.
Yes, but something else must have been factored in, because heroin was ranked higher than alcohol.
Right.
So, anyway, in 2004, by the way, Walgreens banned sales of more than 3 packages of Coricidin HPB to any age group. In response to this growing trend, other markets like Rite Aid, Walmart, have voluntarily restricted sales of products that contain DXM to children younger than 18. In 2005, the company put age limits, Walgreens did, on the sale of Robitussin, according to a corporate spokesman. So even without the government taking action on this, the perfect example, Mark, of how some private companies might actually set up their own policies voluntarily. No government agency passed any laws to get Walgreens and Walmart to do these things. They did them on their own. Under federal law, pharmacies...
I'm glad that they do, and I support them for doing it.
Under federal law, pharmacies require signing for cold medicines like Sudafed that contain pseudoephedrine to control the production of methamphetamine. Prompted by teen overdose deaths in Florida, Washington, and Virginia this year, the House is expected to vote this week on legislation that would restrict the sale of DXM powder to researchers, drug makers, and other legitimate users. Now, I don't know. I've never heard of anybody getting their hands on DXM powder. I wouldn't even know where to begin to look for DXM powder. But after Carl's death, his mom, Ms. Fetko, approached the administration at her son's parochial school to see if it was aware of this kind of drug abuse. I said, I knew Carl couldn't be the only one. They said they had no idea that it was a problem. She spoke to Carl's senior class since the tragedy and holds an annual workshop for parents. Quote, I had a lot of trust and faith in Carl. What I learned is that every kid is vulnerable. Parents need to be aware of what is in the medicine cabinet at home. I work as a nurse in a large emergency room in central Ohio. I should have been right on the pulse of this culture of drug use, but even I wasn't aware.
It's shocking and sad.
I don't know how shocking it is. I think it goes right to the heart of how effective kids can be at preventing their parents from letting on that they have a drug problem.
But you're
pretty good at it.
I would think that a nurse would be a person better able to identify the sort of aberrant behavior that comes from using drugs. I'll tell you, you can't use dextromethorphan. Yeah, I don't know what the abbreviation is. Dextromethorphan without having effects in your normal hours. I mean, it affects you normally.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's an 18-year-old young man,
and he does it all the time,
it's not unusual. Well, nobody suggested that he did it all the time. That wasn't suggested in the story. But I mean, if you're a parent and you're a busy mom working at working as a nurse, she's been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
She's busy, probably got long hours, and who's going to think anything of your 18-year-old sleeping in on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning? Yeah, that's what teenagers do, right?
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think that his behavior might have been totally abnormal. And
could be.
And kids are really good at covering this stuff up, which is why I really think it's important for parents to understand what is available to their kids and to have an honest and open conversation about drugs, especially if you've used drugs. As a parent, please don't be a hypocrite and tell your kids, oh, don't do drugs, son, and then act as though you're Mr. Angel, Mr. Angelic, as though you never did anything in your past. Maybe you should be open and honest with your kids about your history and talk to them honestly about drug use. Such a radical idea? I don't know. 800-259-9231. You share with us what your strategy is with your kids. How do you address this with your children? I'd like to know. Let's go to the phones to Matt in Israel. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment about the whole drug thing. I could tell you one thing. My grandfather is a doctor. Well, was a doctor. He's retired by now. He had prescription books in his house. And one of the scary, he was scared all the time that, someone would come and steal them because those are worth a lot of money. They steal those and then they make prescription for whatever drug they want and then they go and get it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you said prescription books, I was a little confused. Mean the actual paper that they write prescriptions on. Got it.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, there was a problem over here, about a lot of teenagers overdosing on all kinds of drugs and everything. And the one thing that actually solved it is in Israel now, 90% of the drugs are over the counter. You don't need a prescription.
Really? 90%? That's pretty good.
You can get a lot. Well, I don't know if 90%, I might be exaggerating here, but you can get a lot of drugs over the counter. And, not surprising, at least not surprising to me, most of the people still consult the doctor before they take them.
That's good. That's the same.
And it works out great. So the great message is reduce the laws about it. It's going to work just fine. People are smart enough to take care of themselves.
They are smart enough. And thank you for the call, Matt. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You get rid of the laws. You make it so drugs are just drugs. And then we start educating people about drugs and start having open conversations about them. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 8th, 2006. Gold's at $634.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $655.55, $334.40 for half ounce, and $165.16 for quarter ounce coins at $655.55, $334.40, and $165.16. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, AN.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of your way. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those. And that does include updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something new to announce. Updates.freetalklive.com. All of it there for free. Freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. Specifically, I'd like to point you to the First 1000 Pledge. Time is running out on the First 1000 Pledge. We have until the end of this month to get to 1,000 signatures. We're now over 60% of the way there, which is good news. But I just don't know if we're going to make it, Mark. I hope we do. And
me too.
I mean, we've got 2,000 people a day that download this show. That's enough right there to make the First 1,000 Pledge. I mean, this is real. This can happen. Liberty in your lifetime is a possibility, but only if you step forward and do something about it. Because if you sit back and you wait for somebody else, someone else will sign it for me. Oh, I don't have to worry about it. I'll just let those other activists do all the hard work. Well, if everybody says that, then nothing gets done. So please consider heading over to freestateproject.org and signing the First 1,000 Pledge. So we've been talking about drug use, drug abuse, but not the normal sort of drugs that you'd expect that a radio show would be talking about, LSD and MDMA and other drugs like that. No, we've been talking about DXM, dextromethorphan hydrobromide, and actually been about an hour now that we've been talking about it.
Yeah.
Because it is an epidemic in America. Teenagers, 1 in 10 teenagers admit to abusing dextromethorphan hydrobromide.
That's an incredible number.
Yeah, that is.
I would have never guessed that high.
And, again, I think that the answer is total legalization of all drugs. That way, anybody can buy these drugs, providing the stores will sell them. Now, we've seen clearly that some stores have voluntarily put restrictions on the drugs that they will sell to teenagers and actually everybody. I guess Walgreens will only sell a certain number of triple C's, as they call them, to anybody of any age.
Really?
So, if the store will sell it, anybody should be able to buy it. And as a result of that, people are going to be a lot more careful about what it is that they get into. They're not going to have this sort of false misconception of that there's different categories of drugs, that if it's illegal, it must be bad and I should stay away from it, but if it's legal, it's okay and I can pop as many pills as I want to. This is sort of the unspoken rule when it comes to drugs these days in this country, and it's wrong, it's bad information, and it's hurting our kids.
You know, obviously, this young man died from using this stuff, so it's clearly not safe. I mean, I wouldn't have guessed that dextromethorphan could kill somebody, but apparently it did.
So, dextromethorphan hydrobromide is not the only drug on our minds tonight here, Mark. Also, we're going to go to a jail in Florida, I believe, and visit with a man who has a 25-year sentence. What was he doing to deserve 25 years, which was approximately a life sentence, in prison?
From Maya Slavovitz, a New York Times writer. It wasn't published in the New York Times. This is a New York Times writer. In a mind-boggling act of sadistic, legal buck-passing, I can't bring myself to glorify it with the word reasoning. The Florida District Court of Appeals upheld a 25-year mandatory minimum sentence for a Florida man convicted of drug trafficking for possessing his own pain medications. Richard Pai, a wheelchair-bound father of three young children. Now, we have talked about this gentleman before.
We have.
When he first went to jail. But now he's had an appeal. And so there's an update on the story.
Okay.
He has, and in this case, the update is that he shan't be going home. The district court approved the 25-year sentence. They said, yes, there's nothing's been done wrong here.
And his conviction was for what? What was
possessing his own pain medication.
But no, wasn't it drug dealing? What was the actual crime that he was
drug trafficking.
Drug trafficking.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's endangering children with that sort of charge, right? He's endangering the population of Florida. We need to lock this man up for 25 years. He's trafficking in narcotics. But he had his own prescription medication. Let's get the details in the story.
He has no prior criminal record. In fact, he's an Ivy League law school graduate. He has had not one but two extensively documented excruciatingly painful chronic disorders. Multiple sclerosis and chronic back pain due to an injury suffered in a car accident that was treated by a surgery that made matters worse. This surgery was so egregiously misguided that TV exposés and numerous large malpractice judgments resulted. Pai has already been in prison for 3 long years.
Oh.
Now, we...
Isn't he wheelchair-bound?
He's been in jail for 3 years. He's actually only been sentenced in prison for like a year and a half.
Okay.
You know, time served. Right? in prison, a place not exactly known for medical kindness. He has been given a morphine pump, which now daily gives him similar or higher doses of medication that he was convicted of possessing illegally.
Why was it originally that he was convicted of possessing his own medication? What series of events led to that happening?
Right here. So why is he serving 25 years? Tipped off by a pharmacist, ignorant of pain management, Florida authorities decided that the doses of painkillers he was receiving were so high that he had to be selling the drugs, not taking them. They found no evidence of this, however, even though putting him under surveillance for months.
Yeah, when you put somebody under surveillance and they're selling drugs, it's pretty obvious.
Right.
Like, people come to their houses, because that's how most drug dealers do it. They're lazy, so they have people come to their houses. So this guy would have had car after car, or at least a few cars a day, coming to his house to buy these products. It doesn't sound like he's too mobile, so I doubt he's hopping in his vehicle, driving around town, and delivering these products to other people.
Now, they were also able to get him for forgery of these prescriptions because they did manage to convince a New Jersey doctor who Pai claims authorizes his prescriptions to testify that, in fact, Pai was forging them. The doctor was told that he would face similar lengthy prison sentence for trafficking if he'd authorized such high doses for a patient who had moved from New Jersey to Florida.
So they threatened the doctor,
and so the doctor sent him up the river.
So all of this started in the first place because some pharmacist, some do-gooder, busybody pharmacist, spotted this guy ordering some pills and said, "Well, this is way too much. He can't be taking these." He made a judgment call. He called in the DEA, and then the DEA came in and continued the investigation, threatened this other doctor with charges, made it so this doctor who... he doesn't want to lose his practice. He's got a family probably to take care of. So he went ahead and rolled over on this other guy. He essentially made it up, right?
Well, it was either say that he forged them or say that he wrote them. One of them is going to jail, is what the cops said.
Oh, my gosh.
To add the exquisite ironies of the case, the reason Pai qualified for such a lengthy sentence was due largely to his possession of acetaminophen, that's Tylenol, not opioids. Pai was taking pills that included acetaminophen and oxycodone, but the state counted the weight of the acetaminophen towards the weight of illegal drugs.
Oh, my gosh. Now, wait a minute. Let's explain. When you're taking oxycodone or hydrocodone, and you got like a Lortab 10, that's 10 milligrams of hydrocodone.
Right.
Now, hydrocodone is the illicit substance, right? This is the stuff that will get you high. There's usually 325 to 750 milligrams of acetaminophen as filler, essentially.
Right.
In these pills.
It's a painkiller too. It's relatively innocuous.
Weaker.
They might as well just put it in there, right?
So you're saying that they, in a 700, say an 800 milligram little tablet, 10 milligrams were the active drug,
right.
790 milligrams were acetaminophen, a completely legal drug to possess in tremendous amounts.
Right.
But they counted that towards the amount of hydrocodone?
Correct.
That's great. More on the way, 800-259-9231. Don't you feel safe now? The government's protecting you.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there, including archives. We've got an entire year's worth of show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com.
Send a gift this year from 1-800-Flowers.com, and you won't even break the bank. They offer flowers and gifts from $19.99. Mention code FTL, and you'll save enough to buy a matching pair of slippers for your wife. What's that in there for? 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays and every day.
Well, some people love their wives, Mark.
Hey, my wife's getting something very... I'm not telling you what it is.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Nicer than matching slippers.
Slippers are probably a good idea, actually, and probably I can stuff stockings with those, but they can't be very expensive.
Yeah.
He's getting a very nice gift this year.
So we're talking about
what's your girlfriend getting?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And she's not getting me anything either.
Well, from what you just said, that means you don't love her then.
I was jesting.
Yeah. You're right.
Just joshing you. 800-259-9231.
Real nice.
Packet 8 toll-free line. All right, we're talking about the war on drugs. The war on prescription drugs. Because you have to remember, there's different statuses when it comes to stati. Is statuses a word? I don't know.
A stati would be the direction I'd go with that.
Anyway, there are different levels of status for drugs. And you've got legal drugs, which can be bought over the counter. You can walk into the store and buy pretty much whatever you want all over the counter, those legal drugs. Then there's prescription drugs, where you have to have an approval from a doctor before you can get your hands on them.
Right.
And then there's, of course, illegal drugs, which we spent some time already talking about here. So everybody knows about them. But nobody really focuses too much on prescription drugs. Even though it is a problem, prescription drug abuse is a serious problem in the United States. It's not really talked about very often, especially on talk radio, which tends to be more of a political nature, when it's a serious issue. In fact, the government takes it really seriously. They've got laws in regards to prescription medications, and the laws are allegedly to protect you from yourself. That's what the point of them are. They're also, the other point of the laws is to protect the doctors and continue sending them business. Because you can't, you know, once you get your refills, you run out of refills, you have to go back to the doctor and have another office visit in order to get another prescription so you can keeping the pain away, as this guy was, who was in a car crash, had severe back trauma, also has developed muscular sclerosis?
Multiple sclerosis.
Very pain-inducing situation this guy is
right.
in.
Right, he's in a lot of pain.
And
he was getting a lot of pain medication.
Right, and apparently what happened was the pharmacist spotted the amount of pain medication coming in and probably either was a busybody or didn't want the DEA to come jump down his throat, so he reported the guy to the DEA. DEA steps in, goes to his doctor in New Jersey, the man in question lives in Florida, threatens the doctor and says, you either say that this guy was forging prescriptions or we're going to throw you in jail. So the doctor rolls over on his own client and makes it up, essentially, saying that the client was forging prescriptions, which it wasn't the case. Then they throw this guy in jail for 25 years. Why? Because he had his own prescription for his pain that he received when he got into a car wreck.
And the reason that he got 25 years was because they weighed the whole pill rather than weighing the amount of illegal substance in
right.
the pill, and so they weighed a bunch of
acetaminophen. Yeah. This is crazy. And now he's in prison.
Right.
25 years.
And the District Court of Appeals said that it's okay. You know, I mean, he appealed it and lost.
Oh, my gosh.
In upholding his sentence, the majority, that's in the District Court, majority argued that it was not so grossly disproportionate as to be cruel and unusual under Florida's Constitution. It's not cruel and unusual under Florida's Constitution to put a man in prison on, you know, inflated amounts of drugs that he was prescribed.
A crippled man.
Yes, a crippled man that is currently on morphine in prison. Has a morphine pump. He's pumping morphine.
So now he's on better dope than he was before. Morphine is far and above more powerful of a drug than hydrocodone is.
The only time I've ever heard of anyone getting morphine, and I'm not an expert in these opiate areas or anything like that, is in a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be under the supervision of...
Oh, I've seen it on the black market.
I'm sure they can get it stolen, but right. I'm just saying...
That's where it comes from.
I don't think they prescribe morphine
For the most part, they don't.
Right.
That's like one of the last resort. As far as prescription for pain medicine mm-hmm. is concerned, morphine's one of the last ones you can take. This is crazy.
Yeah. It's the legislator's role, they said, to determine the appropriate laws based on harm done by drugs to the community, and prior case law has upheld
the
mandatory minimum for drug crime.
So the judges are passing the buck back to the legislators, just like the cops do.
Yep.
Like we had the cops on the show the other week who were saying, oh, it's not our fault we're enforcing these laws. We just enforce the laws. You should take your issue up with the legislators.
Well, according to this, basically they appealed based on the fact that it's a cruel and unusual sentence.
Yeah.
And...
Especially when murderers get less time.
Didn't have to figure out whether or not he was guilty again. They simply had to figure out whether the sentence he got was cruel and unusual. So entirely argue with this, but God, shouldn't there have been a guy there that said, wait a second, he didn't do this? And, you know,
I don't understand this, and I'm so happy to be out of Florida. Good riddance to Florida. What an insane place.
Essentially, since Pai's sentence wasn't death or life without parole, it's okay. Even though it was a nonviolent first offense committed by a person suffering extreme pain without evidence that he was actually planning on selling drugs, Pai's family, who had been hoping he'd be home for Christmas, will have to wait. The bottom line...
Another 21 years.
The bottom line for the majority was that the law has been applied inappropriately because the outcome...
The law is inappropriate.
No. The law has been applied appropriately. Because the outcome was just in this particular case, Pais should seek clemency from the governor, not appellate court relief. Noting that the facts in the case invoke sympathy for Pais. Now, by the way, clemency from the governor takes years.
Mm-hmm. So
years.
Maybe he'll get out in 10 years instead of 20.
Woohoo! Maybe. I wouldn't. But see, here's the thing with the governor. Why? What is his motivation for letting this guy out?
Maybe his daughter was caught with crack cocaine. Maybe that's why he'll do it.
But he's not going to. There's no reason.
Probably.
He's not going to put any kind of... Because what if...
He'd be soft on drugs if he did that, Mark.
No, here's the reason. Because what if Pai did it? Even if it was an infinitesimal chance.
Now, what if he forged the prescription?
What if he forged the prescription and went out and somehow or another got caught with drugs again?
Mm-hmm.
Then Jeb Bush has made a mistake. And he's not going to... He'd rather let this guy rot in prison for 25 years than to make a mistake that he has no control over and is going to, you know, affect his chances of getting reelected and all that
other
stuff.
He can't get reelected. His terms are up.
Is that so?
Two terms. He's done.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that Bob Graham was in there for such a long time. Anyway.
Yeah, he's done.
Well,
but I see your point. Your point, nonetheless. It makes sense.
And
he's a politician. What benefit
he's
is going to come
to go
him?
In front of Bush anyway, because in all likelihood... his case won't get seen by Bush. I mean, it won't have enough time to be seen by Bush anyway. He has to go into this long list of inmates.
All the other people who want clemency.
Right. All these people seeking relief, and it takes a long, long time.
What a sad story. Is there any more from maybe his lawyer or anything like that in there?
Let's see.
Is there another appeal, or is this it? He's just put away now.
That's pretty much it. That's it.
Can he go to the Supreme Court or something?
He can appeal it to the Supreme Court. And
I hope
maybe,
he does.
Maybe they'll...
You might as well.
Yeah.
You're in jail for 25 years, my man. You got nothing better to do. Wow.
The judge is noting the fact that the facts of the case invoke sympathy. They concluded that Mr. Paye's argument about his sentence does not fall on deaf ears, but falls on the wrong ears. The only glimmer of hope was the thundering dissent by Judge James Seals. He gave a hypothetical examples of situations in which an innocent person could be similarly convicted of drug trafficking by dint of simple possession of large quantities of drugs. And then it goes on to, you know...
Once again, this would not be a case. This man who has a family, this crippled man in a wheelchair with multiple sclerosis, chronic back pain... This guy would be living whatever kind of life he could live, as good of a life he could live outside of a prison cell, which is, you know, it's better to be outside of a prison cell than anywhere else. It'd be a much better life. He'd be living that life right now were it not for the war on drugs. And that includes the war on people abusing prescription medications. Who cares if he's abusing the prescription medications? At least then he could still somewhat take care of his kids, or maybe go to work as a law professor or a lawyer as per his training. But now, we all have to pay to keep him in prison for the next 20 years. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilsen,
the author of the book, The Next Millionaires, who predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those. They're on us at freetalklive.com. Also, if you want to help support the show, then you should vote for Free Talk Live. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the show. It'll only take you a moment. That's vote.freetalklive.com, and it makes a big difference for us because your votes help propel us to the top of the podcast charts. In fact, we've advanced from fourth place to third place in the world thanks to you. Vote.freetalklive.com. Now, us being up in the top 10, like we are, is good because more people will come across the show, which means more new people hearing the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. From Jennifer Santiago, CBS4, did you know that just possessing six pills of a prescription painkiller that doesn't belong to you can land you in jail for years? Well, we know it, Jennifer, but I don't think a lot of other people do. Some are facing a 25-year-long prison sentence, prison nightmare in Florida and throughout the United States because of the way the law is written. Penny Spence's fate changed after she accidentally crashed her car into a tree in Coral Springs last year. She wasn't under the influence of drugs or alcohol, but she had one thing that could land her in jail for 25 years. Police found 49.5 pills of the prescription generic equivalent of Percocet that used to belong to her mother. Spence was dealing with the recent death of her mom, who suffered from Lou Gehrig's disease. Spence told Ms. Santiago from CBS4 that she was her mother's caretaker in her last year of life, and oftentimes had to lift the 130-pound woman on her own, worsening a pre-existing back condition. Her mom was completely paralyzed. She says she was tired and in pain at the time of the accident. What many like Spence don't know is that with just six prescription painkillers, such as Percocet, allow prosecutors to charge you with trafficking under the state's mandatory minimum drug law.
Crazy.
Just 28 grams of the painkiller is enough.
So a bottle of pills, if you happen to have a bottle of pills from your deceased mother,
yep,
then you're a drug trafficker.
You are a drug dealer, and you're going to jail under the same mandatory minimum sentence the last guy we were talking about went to jail under, 25 years.
This is the kind of crap, this is the nonsense that the drug war leads to. I mean, you know, politicians have to get tough on drugs, get tough on crime, and this is the kind of legislation that comes out of it. Six pills, six Percocets? I mean, they're not even Percodans. I think that's what you call the full-fledged drug like that. But, these are just the minis. It's ridiculous.
The Penny admits she was originally charged with possession by the police, but later prosecutors upped her charges to drug trafficking. Because they're tough on crime,
right,
Mark, and they're going for re-election. Spence says as she sobbed, trafficking is definitely not a bottle of mom's pills. And she's right. But then again,
she's right.
A sensible individual that isn't politically motivated by a career as a prosecutor or a city attorney or whatever it is, bureaucrat, position that these people are looking for. She doesn't have political motivations to attack innocent people with charges and throw them in a prison for 25 years. So she still has some sense about her head. Unlike this prosecutor. These prosecutors who are doing things like this, Penny admits that she always carried her mother's pain pills on her, and at times, she'd even take some. Mark, can you believe this? This woman's taking Percocet without a doctor's prescription! Oh, what is the world coming to? We need to protect her from herself! Throw her in the prison! Throw her in for 25 years! That'll teach her a lesson, and that'll show everybody else who ever considers taking a Percocet in their entire life.
Without a doctor's prescription. You know, the thing is you can go to a doctor and get a prescription relatively easily, I would imagine. I mean, I ruptured my eardrum, and they gave me a prescription for, like, 24 Lortabs with the ability to refill it. I think it was the ability to refill it three times. It didn't... no way!
It's a little much for your pain, is what you're saying?
I felt like I would be fine, and I didn't need them, so I didn't go and get them.
I see. Well, Penny, again, she admits she carried her mom's pain pills on her. The law works against those who are in Spence's shoes because in Florida statutes, there's no need for law enforcement to prove that you were actually trafficking the pills. There's no need for them to prove what you are using the pills for. The statutes rely on the amount of the pills you have to charge you with trafficking. Now, ignorance of the law is no excuse, Mark. Everyone should have known. I mean, Ms. Spence should have known that she was going to get charged with drug trafficking for having more than six pills on her. I mean, how could she have been unaware of this? Why isn't she reading the code in the law books that applies to prescription drugs?
Clearly, she probably has a job and doesn't have time to read all that
crap. Oh, come on now. She's dropping the ball on her responsibilities as a good little citizen.
Yeah, that's
all right. Citizens should be aware of Florida Code statutes in Section 746.173A. Now, if you don't know what the statutes are in there, then you have some reading to do, mister.
Apparently, well...
This is absurd.
I've been guilty of the same charge. The same one.
You better keep quiet about that, man. Statute of limitations. They're going to have to extradite you down to Florida.
I didn't say when it happened.
Oh, okay. The law works against those who are in Spence's shoes because in Florida statutes, there's no need for law enforcement to prove that you are trafficking. Under Florida's mandatory minimum drug laws, just 28 grams of a prescription painkiller carries a sentence of 25 years. Possession of the same amount of cocaine only gets you a mandatory three-year sentence.
Wow. That's crazy. The illegal drug gives you far less than the semi-legal one, prescription one.
So grab yourself a kilo of coke, start slinging that around.
Yeah.
What's ironic is that Percocet contains a large amount of acetaminophen, the ingredient found in Tylenol, but that doesn't factor in when authorities weigh in the amount of pills that are found on a suspect. Robert Beatty says, I wish I had a dollar for every time I've spoken to a parent or a family member who said, I didn't know this could happen in America. Well, gee, maybe that's because people are under the mistaken impression that the government is here to protect them, that the government in America is free. They support freedom. America's a free country. Everybody sort of grows up with this mentality that they live in a free country, and they don't realize how oppressive the government is until it comes home to roost, until it hits home with them, with their family, with their friends, until somebody they love and care about gets thrown in the clink or something stupid like this. Then it all comes home at once, doesn't it? Then all that realization weighs in immediately, and you come to realize that maybe this America freedom thing isn't all it was cracked up to be. Maybe someone's been a little dishonest with you about what you can and can't do in this country. Beatty's a law professor and a resident of the president of the Tampa Bay chapter of Families Against Mandatory Minimums, a D.C. organization dedicated to ridding the country of such laws. Though the group has had luck in pushing for the laws to be removed from several states, Florida has not been one of them. And then they go on to talk about the Pai case, which we discussed earlier in the hour. 25 years! I mean, is there anyone, within the sound of my voice that believes this is appropriate?
It sounds, it's just grossly inappropriate from what I can tell.
Is there anybody who, maybe a prosecutor's listening, who can help us out with this? 1-800-259-9231. I don't understand it. I think they're the most despicable, some of the most despicable individuals in the government system. Daniel writes in, Ian, I've never been raided by an early morning SWAT team. None of my dogs have ever been shot by sadistic cops. None of my friends have ever been arrested for possession. So I'd like to share with you an accounting of how this war on drugs has improved my life. Just about every winter, I get an ear infection. It's called otitis media. It's where the eustachian tube of one or both of the ears becomes inflamed because of a bacterial infection, and you get the ear equivalent of a stuffy nose. Most likely, you probably had the condition once in your life, probably when you were a kid, because of how children's tubes are arranged in their heads. The infection can be treated with antibiotics, but that's not really necessary because the body can fight it off easy enough. But the condition is really painful. Imagine the feeling you get when flying and your ears have not popped. And it gets worse and worse every day. Wind, water, clothes, or fingers brush the earlobe, and it feels like someone has buried a dagger into the side of your head.
Wow.
Sometimes the pressure builds up so much that the eardrum ruptures. Sleeping is nearly impossible. Though painful, it's not really life-threatening most of the time, nor is it threatening to the long-term hearing function of the ear. It can be, but for me it's just a quality-of-life issue. It is treatable. Pseudoephedrine, known by the name Sudafed, reduces the swelling of the eustachian tube to the point that the trapped mucus can drain out, relieving the pressure and the outer ear sensitivity, and giving the body's natural immune system a chance to combat the infection. But guess what the Oregon legislature has recently turned into a controlled substance?
Just that.
Pseudoephedrine is used by
Pseudoephedrine.
Either way, I think, is used by some illicit drug manufacturers to create methamphetamine. In an effort to combat clandestine meth labs, the Oregon government has made pseudoephedrine available only by prescription.
Holy crap. Are you kidding?
This
by
is the next step. It's the next step. The first step was to make it so you had to sign a form.
Right.
The first step was to put it behind the counter, and you had to sign a form and show your identification to get your hands on it. But that wasn't good enough for the Oregon legislature. And we'll talk more about what they've done coming up here in moments in hour number three. 800-259-9231. Aren't you feeling safe yet, America? Aren't you happy that your government's looking out for you with a 25-year mandatory minimum sentence and prescription mandations for Sudafed? More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are you...